Midway Concrete and Garden Supplies. Call 1800 Midway, midwayconcrete.com.au. Essendon GWM Havel. Driveaway deals made for everyone. EssendonHavel.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr on SEN.
Well, you may have heard me and a couple of others on this radio station and perhaps elsewhere talking about the longest day, which I don't know how many years have been going for, and it feels like it must be close to being into its sort of 10th year. It's a golf endurance day. Traditionally, you play 72 holes of golf in a day, get people to sponsor you, and all of the money raised goes to the Cancer Council. It started for the Cancer Council of Victoria. It's now become a national event, and it's growing year on year. It's a magnificent event. It's hard to believe how satisfying it is until you do it and you play the 72. And
I sort of felt like I sort of rode the bumps with you last year and was fascinated by it.
Well, I do it with the same foreborn. Now we've done it for about 3 years now, and doing it again next week. Can't wait. And Tanya Smorgan's been involved, part of the Smorgan family, of course, who have done so much work for so many people in so many different areas for such a long time. She's on the, I think Tanya might be on the board of this. She's going to tell us a bit more about it and hopefully encourage a few more people to get out and do it. Tanya, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much, Andy. Lovely to tell you all about the longest day.
Well, tell people who have been hearing, those of us, Tanya, who have been kind of crazy enough and now sort of enthusiastic enough to do it multiple times, for those who haven't done it, tell them why it is such a rewarding thing to do.
It is so challenging. To do four rounds in a day is, it's like a golfer's marathon, but it's not nearly as hard as a marathon, and it's not actually as hard as you think it will be.
Tanya,
I've done it six, this is my sixth year of doing it.
And are they locked into the 72 holes, Tanya? Because that's been the traditional length of time. Does it have to be 72 for the competitors this year?
Traditionally, it was 72 holes. But every time I'd tell people, come on, it's good, it's fun, you should do it, everyone said to me, oh, my God, I could never do it. So this year, we're doing the long, the longer, and the longest day. So you can do 36 holes, 54 or 72.
Right.
So, Tanya, have you been a stickler? Have you been a stickler for walking the 72, or have you given yourself the latitude of perhaps a round or two in a cart?
I'm a traditionalist, so I've done the 72 walking, but there's a group of women called the Cranny Grannies who at Cranbourne, who are significantly older than I am, and they have done, I think, two walking and then two in a cart.
Yeah.
And they're, I think, on their third year this year.
Why is it so rewarding, Tanya? Tell people that sense, if you can put it into words, that you get when you hole your last putt. Generally, it's probably, early or mid-evening. You probably knock it in at about sometime between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Tell people how rewarding it is when you make that last putt and you've finished the 72 holes. Oh, I think we might have lost Tanya there. She might have just dropped out.
She dropped out, did she?
I think she's gone. I can tell you how rewarding it is.
So just take me back to last year. So what's the rhythm of the day? What time are you up?
Hit off at first light. So we hit off at first light. Standing on the first tee until you can see, in my case, about 220 metres down the fairway. In Hazy's case, about 260 metres down the fairway. In Ralphie's case, about 280 metres down the fairway. Hits a ball right, Johnny Ralph. And Wally's somewhere in between. But you're standing on the first tee. You're waiting for just enough light to see your ball land. And then you're off.
Wow.
And you don't have to rush. There's no rushing. You just play your game. We have an eclectic. We stop for lunch halfway. Some people like having a shower and a change of socks at halfway and freshen up for the back 36. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people just go, full bunger the whole way. Tanya, well, I think we might have Tanya Smorgan back on the line. What's the rhythm of your day sound like, Tanya? Bob was just asking me about mine. How do you plan yours out and how do you execute your day?
I get there at sunrise and we tee off at sunrise and we get through our first round really fast, like 2.5 hours, maybe even less. Really quick golf. There's no mucking around. You play in twos. If you lose a ball, you do not look for it. Absolutely don't look for it. You just drop one and hit another one. It's not about the score. It's about, you know, challenging yourself to do something that you don't think that you could, didn't think you could do. And the other really great thing about the longer stay is, you know, sometimes when you're put in a foursome and you're with people that, you know, are sort of hard to, you know, talk to, this is, you know, down the track 6 months from when you play, and you say, oh, you know, I've played 72 holes in a day. It's pretty impressive.
It is. It's a really good icebreaker.
How strict are the rules around walking and using carts, Tanya?
It's totally up to you. You know, it's not, it's, you know, the idea is to do your four rounds, or, you know, if you're, you know, three rounds or two rounds. And if, yep, you, if you feel that, you know, you could, you know, the, a challenge for you is to do two rounds in a cart, great. You know, join, yep, in, get some mates to do it. If your challenge is to do four rounds and, you know, do it walking, fabulous. And I'm going to continue to try and do the four rounds walking until my body says, no, that's not what you should be doing anymore, and then maybe I'll do three walking and one in a car.
And Tanya, have you seen, just before we let you go, it's a great thing, and we, Tanya and I and so many others who have been doing this for a long time now, encourage you to have a crack. Have you started to see more women and girls doing this as the years have gone by?
We have. I mean, I was the first crazy woman to do it. and then, of course, Andy Buxton said, oh, come on, Tanya, you can get more women. And the first couple of years, I got, you know, one crazy woman, my sister. And then the following year, I got a few friends. And then we got the cranny grannies on board. And it has grown. And there are more women taking up the challenge, which is awesome.
And golf clubs and golf courses all over Victoria, I know this for a fact, are very, very keen. If you go to them, even if you're not a member, go to your local public course. You need to get onto it pretty quickly, I imagine, because timesheets are booking up. But if you've got a 2, 3, or 4 ball and say, listen, we really want to do this, is there a chance you can stick us in the field on this particular day? Generally speaking, they'll be really accommodating, and they know all about it now. There'll be no introduction required. They'll know what you're talking about. And if they can find some space, they'll put you in. The longest, go to longestay.org.au and then find out a whole lot more about it. Register your interest, raise some money, and have a great time doing it. Tanya, thanks for all the groundbreaking work you've been doing in this space, and let's hope we're around in 10 years' time still talking about knocking over another 72 holes in the coming days. Thanks for being part of it this afternoon.
Awesome.
Good on you.
Good on you, Tanya.
Thank you. Tanya Smorgon. Don't forget, the new Titleist T-side drivers, they'll help you get around the course because you get them long and straight. They're now available.
Get a heap of them too.
Golf shops everywhere. a break. It's 13 minutes to 4.